What's going on is something called chemical convection. And if you think about that term, it sounds kind of odd. What does chemistry have to do with convection? What's going on is as parts of the outer core crystallize and become part of the inner core, so we're growing the inner core at the expense of the outer core, as that material crystallizes and you take a little bit of that iron and nickel out of that liquid, it leaves that little patch of liquid where it just crystallized out just a little less dense than the material around it. And so that little patch of liquid is going to start to rise and be replaced by something that hasn't yet crystallized out its iron and nickel. And so we still generate motion. We still generate these boiling soup pot convection cycles. We're just doing it a little bit differently. So, how does this make a difference in terms of a planet having a magnetic field? Now, when we think about Earth's magnetic field, we tend to just think about it as, oh, I have a compass. My compass points towards north, and so I can navigate my way around. Sea turtles can find their way around because they know about the magnetic field somehow magically. When we think about Earth's magnetic field, materials that can be permanently magnetized will orient themselves with the direction of the magnetic field at that time. Now, I say at that time because we're going to see that the Earth's magnetic field actually changes. It's not the same all the time. So, a basic analogy that we can use for Earth's magnetic field is as though somebody stuck a giant bar magnet in the middle of our planet that was lined up more or less along the rotation axis of our planet. Now, of course, we don't have a giant bar magnet in the middle of our planet. We have convecting metal, but we don't have a bar magnet. But that convecting metal effectively produces the magnetic field that looks very similar to the magnetic field produced by a big bar magnet. So when geologists talk about the magnetic field, we talk about not only how the field is oriented relative to geographic north, so where the true North Pole is as opposed to the magnetic North Pole, because those actually differ just a little bit. We also talk about how much the field is dipping towards the center of our planet. And I know this sounds kind of odd, but let's think about a bar magnet. If you were to stick it underneath a piece of plexiglass that had iron filings on it, it would create these big loops of iron filings. Now, those iron filings are pointed towards the ends of the magnet when you're sitting at the end of the magnet. But if you were somewhere in the middle of the magnet and you looked over at the iron filings, you would see that they're actually parallel to the magnet. They're not pointing towards the magnet at all. And this is basically what the magnetic field does.